Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, Chase wins the All-Star Race. The sirens were blazing late Wednesday night or early Thursday morning in Dawsonville, Georgia, as Chase Elliott pulled away from Kyle Busch in the final laps of the All-Star Race to win at Bristol Motor Speedway. Elliott led 60 of the 140 laps on Wednesday night, and after the race, Elliott was asked in a Zoom call with the media why this win was so special for him.
You know, to me, this is one of those prestigious events that the Cup Series only has, right? I mean, this is a special race on the schedule every year. There's a lot of hype around it. And the other thing about it is, you know, it's something you have to race your way into. And luckily, we raced our way into this deal for life now. So, you know, that means a lot. You know, it reminds me a lot of, you know, the Clash or something at the beginning of the year in some ways. But I think this race is bigger than that because you're racing against the very best of over recent times and in anybody's career, you know, that have locked themselves into this event. So, you know, to beat the best, I think, is always special.
Chase mentioned he had to beat the best. Well, the best were behind him as Kyle Busch finished second, Kevin Harvick third, Brad Keselowski finishes in fourth, and Kyle Busch's teammate and Denny Hamlin rounded out the top five. Number two, Busch addresses his season. Kyle Busch finished second on Wednesday night, and after the race, he addressed the media for one of the rare times this season and was asked about his season to date that has certainly been a struggle for the JGR driver.
You know, we're struggling right now. There's just no speed in our race cars for some reason. I don't know what's going on. It just, you know, you got to drive 10. It seemed like tonight, even when we were mired in 10th, I was driving 110%, giving it everything I had just to maintain where the hell I was, you know, and that's not going forward. That's normally not indicative of us, Joe Gibbs Racing, Toyota, or whatever, you know. So it's certainly been frustrating this year. And it seems like anytime I fall into a rhythm and I just back up myself just a little bit to 90, 95%, I'm going backwards. You know, I'm getting past and I'm getting slowed down. And, you know, so it's just you can't run at 100% all the time, every lap. When you do, you start making mistakes. And so, you know, we've just been run into a lot this year too. When we've had nothing happening, we just get run into, and then those are bad finishes as well. So I don't know. We can chalk it up to a whole bunch of things, but lack of a better term is we got to be faster.
Kyle will start fourth on Sunday at Texas. Number three, lineups for Texas. All three lineups were announced on Thursday for the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, as all three series will take to the track at very, very hot Texas Motor Speedway. Starting with the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series, the 22nd annual Vancourt 250, the starting lineup will be held by the most recent winner, that being Sheldon Creed. Grant Enfinger will start second, Austin Hill third, Kyle Busch fourth, and Todd Gilliland rounds out the top five. Right before that race, so it will be the Xfinity boys taking to the track, the My Bariatrics Solutions 300 at Texas Motor Speedway, and it will be Michael Annett taking the top spot, with second place being his teammate in Jeb Burton. Austin Cindric will start third, another junior motorsports car, Justin Allgaier will start fourth, and Riley Herbst rounds out the top five. Last but not least, Hot Texas, not Hot Atlanta, but Hot Texas will be the host on Sunday to the 24th annual O'Reilly Auto Parts 500. Eric Amarola will start on the pole. Ryan Blaney will start second. Kurt and Kyle Busch make up row number two. And Kevin Harvick will round out the top five. All-Star Race winner Chase Elliott will start in the eighth position. Once again, you can find all three of these races this weekend starting on Saturday, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN with the Xfinity race. Take a couple hours off, and then it's back at it again for the Vancourt 350 for the Gander RV and Outdoor Truck Series. That will be 8 p.m. Eastern on FS1, and then we'll wrap it all up with the O'Reilly Auto Parts 500, 3 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. Like always, I'm Brian Nolan. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan. You can follow the website at FrontStretch. Give us a rating and review on our podcast that Dustin Albino, Mike Neff do each and every week. And as always, check out FrontStretch.com for all the latest surrounding sports cars, IndyCar, F1, and all three series in the world of NASCAR. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, wear a mask in public, and continue to social distance.